It didn't have a fireplace.
No, it didn't have a fireplace.
Well, I need some fireplace terms, though. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. What is that thing above the fireplace?
The mantle.
Uh-huh. And the smoke goes up and out of the...
Up the chimney.
Okay. And in front of the fireplace, you have...
The hearth.
See, I never knew these things. You know these things. Have you ever... What held the logs in the fireplace? Do you know, or...
The grate, or...
Have you ever heard of a... Irons or dogs?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I guess they are.
What would you call them?
I'd probably call them the irons.
Okay.
We've never had a fireplace as such, so...
Okay. Well, I've never been close to one myself. What would they call the large piece of wood in the back of the fireplace? Do you know?
The firebox or the...
Wood? Yeah. Would there be a name for that?
Metal?
Wood?
Uh-huh.
I don't know the wood in the back.
You mean above the, between the mantle and the ceiling?
They would burn in the fireplace, the wood that they would burn in there. What would they call it, the large?
The log?
The log?
Chunk of wood.
Chunk of wood.
Okay, all right. And if it's not in the front, it's in the?
Back.
Okay, I have to get that pronunciation item. You've never heard the term back log?
Nope.
I have, but I didn't think it right that.
No, backlog to me is a jam of some kind.
That's what I think, too. They use this term somewhere else.
So. Go back and get something. On your backlog here, you go back in your log and get something behind you. Pick up something from behind.
What did you use in these little heating units? What did you use to start the fire in there?
Well, we used probably catalog paper in those days. We used catalogs for... To start the fire and we, oh, matches, you mean?
Or small pieces of wood that would...
Yes, but, and the catalog, too.
What would you call those small pieces of wood?
Chippings. Shaving. No, we call them chipping.
Well, okay. I could never say that word in our house.
Let me tell you that slick pieces were used to start the fire because they weren't good out in the outside joint.
That's great. Okay, so what do you burn in one of those heaters? What would you burn?
Well, wood.
Okay. And what is the stuff that would get caught in the
soot?
Okay. And what would be left though? Sort of
ashes.
Great.
I hate to dump ashes. Hate to clean the chimney.
Where did you store things in the house? Were there special storage rooms or places where you could
store? There was a cellar. Daddy had a basement. When he first homesteaded, he dug this big basement, and it didn't even have a roof on it when they first moved into it.
And they used that for?
That was their home.
Oh, I see.
See, and so I could tell you a little story about that.
Go ahead.
Without any roof, and there was one bed for my mother and father. There was an army cot. My sister and I slept for years head to foot on the army cot. That was the only beds we had. And a cook stove and a table and chairs. And that was it. You know, water bucket, you know. And so the first night they slept there, my mother said, Clarence, she said, I'm going to sleep next to the wall because if a coyote comes, I don't want him to get me. Well, in the middle of the night, one of these water puppies.
What's a water puppy?
Well, it looks like
lizard.
Lizard, but it's sort of a dark, dark olive green with orange stripes on it or spots. And they got little short legs.
How long are they?
They're probably about 6 inches long with a catfish head and a sharp tail.
So it's not like a Gila monster?
No.
No. Okay. And this little fella was crawling along and fell over the edge and fell right in my mother's face. And she screamed. And so she told my dad, Clarence, you sleep on the inside. I'm going to sleep on the outside.